नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते राधानाथ स्वामी इति नामिने। नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते तमाम कृष्ण गोस्वामी इति नामिने। नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशधारिणे। Dear Guru Maharaj, please accept our most respectful and humble obeisances, all Gurus to Srila Prabhupada. On this very auspicious day, my heart would like to speak about you and your wonderful qualities. Due to so much conditioning and lack of intelligence, I can only say I would like to thank you wholeheartedly for allowing me to be a part of your wonderful family, irrespective of all my conditioning and faults. Guru Maharaj, your ocean of love, compassion and mercy, your dedication, sincerity, enthusiasm and efficiency to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission and devotees cannot be measured by any means. You shower your love and mercy to all living beings without any discrimination and condition. Seeing you showering so much love to devotees, we try our best to respect and love devotees and cooperate as per your instruction. But I do not know if I am really doing it or just trying it in my thoughts. Please forgive this fallen soul for her mistakes and offensive thoughts. Gurudev, I would sincerely thank you for always being with us and guiding us at every step through your wonderful lectures, which are full of messages and instructions to deal with every possible situation. These lectures, your association, your wonderful qualities, your humble nature reminds this insignificant fallen conditioned soul to try to be enthusiastic in serving Srila Prabhupada's mission and loving devotees somehow. I am so much immersed in the material activities of day-to-day life that I feel so much distant from you and Srila Prabhupada so many times. But still, you keep giving your mercy to this fallen soul somehow or the other in some form all the time. Gurudev, you are ocean of love. I really pray to you to teach and bless me to have at least a tiny drop of love in my heart for all the devotees. Gurudev, I offer my humble and respectful obeisances thousands of times. O Father of love and mercy, my only desire and prayer is, please bless and teach your daughter how to serve you and Vaishnavas in best possible ways. You would like her to do so. Please always engage all three of us to do activities which will please you most, serve you completely and increase our affection towards you. I am trying my best to raise Rasa Leela under regular guidance of Senior Vaishnavas, His Grace Krishnachandra Prabhu and Radha Priya Mataji, and also His Grace Nityananda Prabhu and Manjali Mataji. Please bless Rasa Leela to be of any use to you in serving Srila Prabhupada's mission. I sincerely pray to Sri Sri Radha Kalachanji that you will be always with all of us and reminds us of our vows to you and Srila Prabhupada and just guide us to be enthusiastic in following those vows and instruction. Yogyata vichare kichi nahi pai tumhara karuna sara. When I examine myself, I find nothing of value. Your mercy is therefore essential to me. Only and only your mercy is keeping this fallen soul Krishna conscious. I do not have capability to improve myself. Only faith I have is that by your mercy and love, you will eliminate laziness, complaining and ungrateful attitude, greedy and envious nature of your daughter. I have faith in the words, Krishna se tumara Krishna dite paro, tumara shakti ache, ami to kangal, Krishna Krishna boli, dai tav pache pache. Gurudev, I really believe Krishna is yours and only you can give him to us, for such is your power. This wretch is simply running behind you, crying out, Krishna Krishna. Please bless us, Gurudev, to follow your instructions sincerely and enthusiastically, always, and make this insignificant soul be of some use to you. O ocean of love, please give us some love to love all the devotees. I sincerely pray to Sri Sri Radha Kalachanji for your best of health always. Thank you very much, Maharaj.
Thank you, Rasika. Rupanuga Prabhu, would you like to say a few words?
His Divine Grace, Radhanath Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. I never had the good fortune to have much association with His Divine Grace. But I've heard little bits and pieces of stories about how he was a brahmachari, very dedicated brahmachari in the New Vrindavan community, and how he lived in the same place where he did his service. Seems to me that he was had some responsibility that was one of the projects there in the temple. And it was at some distance removed, I think, from the major part of the community. This I'm just basing this on what I've heard. And he was so much dedicated to the project that it seems that he was not always aware of, you know, the situation that was occurring in the temple room because of the leader of that community. And when he got wind of it, he's in a state of disbelief. This is what I've heard, that he couldn't believe that the person who was being talked about was responsible for doing the kinds of things that were in some departure from Prabhupada's teachings. And so he had to come down and find out about it. Anyhow, he was. It seems that after the departure of that person from the community, then Radhanath Maharaj seems to have become kind of a very charismatic person within the community. And I remember at that time, New Vrindavan was a little bit dissociated from ISKCON. I say a little bit, that may be an understatement. But then after some time, and it seems to have been at least partially under his direction, Radhanath Maharaj's direction, that my Guru Maharaj, Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, invited Radhanath Swami Maharaj to come here along with some other leaders from the New Vrindavan community. And so I don't remember particulars. The memory is fading a little bit, but I do remember the mood that in which Maharaj came to visit here. And he was so humble and so appreciative of the way that the New Vrindavan community was being invited back into greater ISKCON community. That very, very touching to me. And of course, since that time, he's gone on to become one of our worldwide leaders within ISKCON. So it is my great pleasure to be here today honoring this personality who, according to the bits and pieces of information that I've heard, has influenced the lives of many people, including some of the devotees here in this community. And so it's said, of course, that the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree. And so we can see by the example that has been set by his disciples here in this community, by the nature of his disciples, what kind of person this man is. And so today we take great pleasure in celebrating his appearance day. So we can say His Divine Grace, Radhanath Swami Maharaj Ki Jai.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Radhanath Swaminiti Namne Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namne Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshtarane. Jai Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. So, fortunately for myself, I've had some association with Radhanath Maharaj, and maybe I can say I've had a lot of association in terms of time, where we spent time together talking about preaching in America, preaching around the world, because Radhanath Maharaj has a very great heart to preach, and he's especially empowered because of his sincerity and dedication and his very pristine love for the Supreme Lord Krishna and for his spiritual master, Srila Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, who actually went around the world and grew these small saplings, these small trees of Krishna consciousness, the devotees who he influenced to preach around the world. And the great example of Radhanath Maharaj, he has set so many great examples. One of the great examples that I really appreciate about him is that he's an example of a devotee who was not in administration of ISKCON. He didn't come from an administrative background. He wasn't appointed to a position of administration and therefore became well known. He became well known by dint of his sincerity and humility. He would always preach and continues to do the same right now. And like Rasa Kelly Mataji was saying, he actually has a lot of love for all living entities. He does not discriminate between the devotees and the non-devotees, humans and animals, insects and plants like that. He actually sees every living entity as a servant of Krishna, and in every way is there to serve that living entity. He sees himself as the servant of all living entities, and particularly servant of the Vaishnavas, because the Vaishnavas are themselves servants, see themselves as servants. So one of the discussions that we had related to Dallas, well, we had a number of conversations that related to Dallas, but one that stuck in my mind was how he said that that the Radharani in Dallas is actually the most beautiful Radharani anywhere amongst any of the temples, anywhere, whether ISKCON temples or non-ISKCON temples. He said she is actually the most beautiful Radharani. And if anybody had darshan of her, then his or her life would be fully successful. And it's actually very true. We're very fortunate that we have Radharani in a blessing mode in Dallas, and she's always giving her blessings. And if any of us have any difficulties, we can come in front of her, receive her blessings, and then take personal responsibility, which is what I was talking about earlier, that Radhanath Maharaj took personal responsibility to follow the instructions of his spiritual master. He actually personally took it upon himself to reach out to any and every living entity. There was a time, as Rupanuga Prabhu was alluding to in New Vrindavan, where there was nobody with him at that temple where he was serving, because the rest of the temple was at the foot of the mountain, the foot of the hills, and the place where he was serving was at the top of the hill, top of the mountain. And especially in winter, when the snow is so thick, nobody can actually go to the top of the mountain. Everybody's serving at the foot of the mountain. But he was there alone, all by himself, serving. And I can just imagine him talking to the insects who were crawling around there and trying to preach to them Krishna consciousness. And all, in any way, the deities were there, of course, and he was with the deities. But his association, he never felt like he was alone. He served so nicely there. He wasn't looking for any credit. He wasn't looking for any distinction or some praise from anybody. He was just serving very happily his spiritual master. And in that service mood, he would make the very best of all sandeshas. Prabhupada said that Radhanath Maharaj's sandesh is the best in creation. And that was his service that he could do while he was alone up there. And in the same way, when he was able to reach out to more people, he just showed a lot of love to everybody. Whenever you go to Vrindavan, New Vrindavan, and if Maharaj is there, you'll see him with everybody. He's always patting everybody on the back, saying Hare Krishna, and talking to them nicely, being very encouraging and loving to them, and showing a lot of nurturing care and emotion in his association with every person there, no matter what their stature. And I think that's a great lesson that all of us can learn, that we are never alone. Our spiritual master is always with us in our heart, at least. If he is physically present, then he is also there. And Krishna is with us at all times. Actually, all of the deities and the devotees are with us at all times, even though we may look like we are alone. And we can actually make our own efforts to reach out to any and every living entity and encourage every living entity to progress in their Krishna consciousness, and thereby always think of Krishna and never forget Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Nitin. Mother Sucharya, would you like to say a few words? Would you like to say a few words? I'll try to see if I can find it.
I would like to honor His Divine Grace Radhanath Swami. I don't know him very well personally, but I just know him through his disciples. And I'm so honored to have their association. They're all so enlivened and Krishna conscious and eager to serve. And I brought the Chaitanya Charitamrita just to read a few words of Srila Prabhupada about what he says about the position of the spiritual master and how very fortunate we are. This is from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's Adi Lila, Volume 1, and this is Srila Prabhupada's translation and purport. One should know the instructing spiritual master to be the personality of Krishna. Lord Krishna manifests himself as the Supersoul and as the greatest devotee of the Lord. Purport. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami states that the instructing spiritual master is a bona fide representative of Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna himself teaches us as the instructing spiritual master from within the heart. From within the heart, he teaches as Paramatma, our constant companion, and from without, he teaches from the Bhagavad Gita as the instructing spiritual master. There are two kinds of instructing spiritual masters. One is the liberated person, fully absorbed in meditation, in devotional service. And the other is he who invokes the disciple's spiritual consciousness by means of relevant instructions. Thus, the instructions in the science of devotion are differentiated in terms of the objective and subjective ways of understanding. Our only shelter is the Supreme Lord, and one who teaches how to approach Krishna is the functioning form of the personality of Godhead. There is no difference between the shelter-giving Supreme Lord and the initiating and instructing spiritual masters. Srila Prabhupada's words give us a little insight that the spiritual master is actually the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. And by his instructions and words, we're being guided and nurtured in all ways on our path back home, back to Godhead. And so thank you, Rasaraj. I wanted to read Maharaj's offering, but I don't have the book. Okay.
Thank you, Mother Sujari. Would you like to say a few words?
Om Agyan Timanandasya Janandana Shalakaya Chakshu Manitam Jina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So today is very auspicious. Of occasion the appearance of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, who is a dear friend to everyone practically. I've never really spent any extended time with Maharaj, but the time I've had with him has always been very, very pleasant and enlivening. Especially I want to thank him for his encouragement last summer. My health has been down for a long time, and I was a little despondent with the kind of care I have to take to get healthy. And he encouraged me very much last summer, telling me to take whatever I needed to once again and come back to full operating standard. Radhanath Maharaj is a very special devotee. Wherever he goes, he draws a very big crowd, and people are very enlivened by his lectures and his kirtans and just his association in general. He's a very empathetic listener to people who have difficulties, and he takes them all very, very seriously to heart and tries to sincerely help all the devotees that he comes in contact with, which are in the thousands. So I'd just like to take the opportunity to offer my respectful obeisances to him and thank him for all the association that he's given me over the years. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Ritadvaj Maharaj. Mother Gopasana?
Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Radhanath Swaminiti Namine. Happy birthday, Gurudev. I don't even know if you're going to accept me or not, but I would like to believe that all the services I'm getting here are due to your causeless mercy only. Please continue to bestow your blessings upon me, and please empower me to practice what you preach. Done with Pranam Maharaj. Thank you.
Dear Srila Guru Maharaj, please accept our most respectful obeisances at your lotus feet. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and all glories to you. As we sit and reflect on how you have touched our lives, the list is truly endless, and we have no means to properly thank you. You have been so loving, kind, and merciful to us, such undeserving souls. We hope and pray to one day live up to your expectations and truly please you. Before we met you, we were just complacent individuals practicing Krishna consciousness, as we had since childhood. We had no distinct desire to focus our lives and make spiritual advancement, but it was more so out of habit, not love. Though we still haven't made advancement, we now have the desire to. This desire to advance and practice Krishna consciousness stems from knowing that it will please you. Our life's goal is to please you, a true and fast servant of Srila Prabhupada and Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. From our very first conversation in the halls of Columbia University, we knew you were our spiritual master, and since that time, you have given us so much. Dear Srila Gurudev, we thank you so much for the constant personal attention you give us. We so deeply cherish and need it. We thank you for your small talks, kirtans, lectures, and yatras, which have enabled us to learn and develop the path of true Krishna bhakti. We thank you for your care and concern and guidance, which we hold so dear. We thank you for giving us a community of caring devotees and well-wishers, without which we would be totally lost. Our words cannot sufficiently praise you. We simply pray to the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga that we can always be under your glance and truly follow your instructions, because this will please him as well. Dear Gurudev, we miss you very much and hope to see you again very soon. With love, your lowly servants, Manish, Nisha, and Nandini Radha.
Thank you, Mother Gopasana and Mother Nisha. Santosh Prabhu, would like to? Is he here? Maybe I'll read my offering. I'll just read my offering really quick so that I can...
Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Radhanath Swami Niti Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sharshati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschita Deshatarine. Maharaj, with the Maharaj I have small loving experience, the exchange, and then it was probably 1995 in Kartik. He came with 2,000 devotees in Mayapur, and before devotee arrived in Calcutta, he arrived before night, evening in Calcutta airport. So myself and one of my god brother, we went to the airport to receive Maharaj, and we came in his house. It was evening, Maharaj was not want to take any prasadam, so I was ready to give massage to Maharaj. And Maharaj just hugged me, so many times. That time was Kartik month, so I did not have a shaved. So well, it was a long beard, and when I say, "Here's the sweet brahmachari," and just, I never got such a hug from any ISKCON leader before. Just again and again. That's when I asked Maharaj, "I like to give massage. I made in bed. Everything is ready." So Maharaj said, "No, I'm fine." Then again, give hug. And Maharaj, please, can I give massage? So he didn't want to say no. They say again, he give hug. I'm fine. So anyway, I did not again request him. So I just the next day morning, myself and one of Kirtananda Maharaj's sannyasa disciple was with him. So it was my responsibility to take them in Mayapur in the car. So in the morning we left 7 o'clock. So on the way, I forgot to take the water bottles. So on the way, Maharaj stopped the car when it came in Ranagat. And then, and that's place in Ranagat on the rail crossing. And the one, like 16 years old boy, they came with a magazine and newspaper. And I feel so bad that he's showing all the film star pictures through to Maharaj. And so Maharaj just laughing, did not say anything. So I was feeling bad to get out of the car and take care of him. But anyhow, in front of Maharaj, I didn't want to do any misbehave with others. So then Maharaj went to pass water. He stopped the car again. And I forgot to take water bottles. And I don't know, what should I do? Because I know after he passed water, he need water for purify his hand. So then suddenly Krishna arranged. I saw one coconut, the god selling the coconut water. That's I thought maybe that's the only option I can do. So I just ran to him and buy one coconut. So and then when Maharaj asked for water, so I just gave coconut water, and Maharaj just looked at me. And looked at his god brother and his just laugh. I said, "Well, I'm sorry, I forgot to bring a water bottle." So he is so loving, so simple. He did not demand anything, although he's a big leader in our ISKCON movement. So it has really impressed me. So Maharaj is such a big leader, but he is so simple. He never minds, just. So whatever arrangement you have, he is happy. And also another small experience I have that Maharaj, such a humble, that the Maharaj, night he stayed at the devotee house, and that he has one son, he's 16 years, maybe the time 17 years old. And so we are planning to leave in 7:30 to Mayapur, that he came down on third floor, and he saw that boy is still sleeping. And just he just silently sit on the bed and he start massaging his feet. I feel so bad. Then he just first of he thought maybe his father or someone. So he did not. So I did not ask to go there because it's Maharaj. I didn't. What should I do anyhow? So I just watching what's going on. Suddenly his mom came and his mom was shouting, "Babai, what are you doing? This Maharaj is massaging your feet," and then he just jump up. And so this is a so humble Maharaj. He with his service, humble service, he know how to teach the devotees. He know how to actually set an example to how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction. And another small incident I have in San Diego, that time maybe it's 2002. So that evening Maharaj was singing kirtan. No, he did not give class, he started kirtan. And it was three or three half hours to continue kirtan. We are dancing like crazy. We couldn't stop. A few brahmacharya, four or five brahmacharya was there. Because Maharaj was leading kirtan, such a sweet kirtan, it's so ecstatic. So we are just dancing. And then that night, actually, I cook a feast. The temple did not say anything with anything special location. So I remember I cooked the two items for Sunday feast. And then Maharaj sat with all the devotees in a Sunday feast with us to take prasad. No special arrangement, nothing. And then Badrinayan Prabhu announced, they said, "Well, today I have a special announcement. Guess what is it?" And so not everybody just looking at each other. And then they said, "Today is Radhanath Maharaj's birthday, it's a best puja." And everybody said, "Wow, we don't know Maharaj's best puja today, no arrangement, nothing, just Maharaj Sankirtan is taking prasad with all the devotees." So this is where Maharaj actually very set an example how humble he is and how sweet he is. So his name is Radhanath Swami Maharaj Ki.
Is there anyone else who would like to say something? Maybe I'll just quickly.
Just real quickly, Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shimati Tamal Krishna Goswami Nidamani. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shimati Radhanath Maharaj Swami Nidinamani. You can tell the quality of a tree by the fruit it produces. And Srila Prabhupada's tree of disciples has produced so many outstanding devotees, and Radhanath Maharaj is certainly one of the topmost disciples of Srila Prabhupada, and we can see it in the example by what he's done. And some of y'all may not know how incredible his preaching is and how he's reached out to so many millions of people all over the world, and what he's done in Chaupati, India, in Mumbai. It's just so astonishing, the temple he's created there and his disciples there are incredible. And the atmosphere he's created in that temple room is just, it's like Vrindavan. And similarly in that, Srila Prabhupada has made pure devotees like His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. Similarly now, Radhanath Maharaj is creating a class of first-class persons who are Vaishnavas, becoming pure devotees, are pure devotees. And we can see that in the wonderful example of the devotees that are here, some of the disciples of Maharaj that are here. They're outstanding servants, Rasaraj Prabhu, Rasakeli Mataji, Premacharu Prabhu, many others. And so we're grateful that they're here in Dallas and they're giving us the benefit of their association, because that's like we get Maharaj's association through them. So I'm very grateful to Maharaj that he has some of these wonderful disciples here. And I wanted to just tell a quick story of the first time that I got close to His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. I was in a kirtan in New York Temple. It was right before, the day before Ratha Yatra. So there were hundreds of devotees, thousands of devotees streaming into New York, and the temple was packed. And the kirtan was a 10. Everyone was just in ecstasy and dancing and just full on. And we started to go up and down the temple room, back and forth. And I got a little bit overexcited, and I slammed right into a person, and I stepped right on his feet. And I turned, and it was His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. I said, "Oh, I'm sorry, Maharaj. And I offered my obeisances. And he looked at me with kindness, and he did not say anything to me. He didn't chastise me or even show the slightest bit of displeasure. And I was so grateful for that, because I felt really embarrassed, you know. You step on a sannyasi's feet like that with my own feet. So I'll forever try to overcome that offense. And I'm very grateful that in some small way I took it as fortune from Krishna that at least I got to touch the body of such an advanced devotee. And his example has affected me. When he's visited Dallas a couple times, and to see his example of how of humility, I think has affected me the most. He is an unlimitedly humble individual, and the more I practice Krishna consciousness, the more I see that that is really the most important characteristic that we can develop, is humility. Because we can do many things, and you can do things, but that's just doing something. But unless you do it with love, then it's just doing something. So if you want to serve Krishna, you want to do something, you have to do it with love. And the basis of real love is humility. If you really love someone, if you love Krishna, if you love the devotees, then you'll be very kind and sweet and gentle with them. And Maharaj is the emblem of that humility. And I heard him say one time, I heard someone tell me that he said that, I think I heard it from his own mouth, maybe on a tape. He said that the way he became so humble was he just decided, I'm going to be humble. And at first it was a little artificial, he said, but he began to just be humble. He said that pretty soon he didn't have to try. Suddenly he was humble. But he just said, that's it. I will be this way. And then that became his second nature. And now he's spreading that and helping all of us become so humble. But I want to thank him and request his mercy today on his Vyas Puja, that he'll bless me and all the devotees to continue on in Krishna consciousness. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj Ki.
Thank you, Dharma Prabhu. Santosh Prabhu.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimati Radhanath Swamiti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashati Dishitarini. Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances at your lotus feet. I feel very fortunate to be here and take part in this most auspicious occasion of your Vyas Puja. Even though I am not qualified in any way, but only by your mercy and grace, I have been given the occasion, association of devotees and your disciples, and you have given me the opportunity to render some devotional service. I want to express my gratitude to your divine grace, Maharaj, for giving me your shelter and association of devotees. Thank you so much, Maharaj. Hare Krishna, your insignificant servant.
I'll request permission to read my offering real quick. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimati Radhanath Swaminiti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Deshatarine. Dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my most humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Every year when the time comes to glorify you, I lament that I have not done this every moment for an entire year. It is only by your grace that the ability and the opportunity to render devotional service is provided to me. Even though many times I neglect that opportunity instead, thinking that to be an inconvenience. You have often mentioned how the relationships between your disciples and also relationships with all devotees in general are subordinate to personal aspirations. By your example, you have shown how this is possible. At the various yatras, the importance and respect you give to your god siblings is an indication of your genuine love for them. Your glorification of my god brother, Gopinath Prabhu, for his service to his grace Shyamasundara Prabhu, shows how much you love Shyamasundara Prabhu. It also gives a glimpse of the extent to which you would go for doing service to other devotees. For Gopinath Prabhu symbolizes that attitude. I would also like to thank you profusely for the wonderful family that you have allowed me into. I have always been very envious by nature and continue to be so. It is your mercy and that of your disciples that has allowed me to continue to be part of the family. They have tolerated my envy and anger and deep-rooted impersonalism while encouraging me to continue in devotional life. Especially my dear counselors, His Grace Nityananda Prabhu and Mother Manjuali, and also His Grace Krishnachandra Prabhu and Her Grace Radha Priya Mataji. They are pure reflections of what you have imbibed in them by your example. In the Bhagavad Gita, 3rd chapter, it is said in the purport that whatever action is performed by a great man, the common men follow in his footsteps. And whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. By seeing you, Maharaj, I can understand who a Shrestha or a great personality is. This characteristic is most prominent when you are describing the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This might be my sentimental realization, but it seems that you are present in those pastimes and are relishing them when you describe them. This also reinforces your position as an exemplary leader, a guru. It is mentioned, Ye Krishna Tattva Veti Se Guru Hai. You can relish the pastimes since you understand them by realization. We are told to always hear and glorify the Supreme Lord, for that will remove all miseries. You have shown how this is possible by your example. Even in seemingly simple matters, you have demonstrated your ability to show how things are meant to be done. While we were confused on the type of varnish to be used on certain doors to be refinished, you sat down with the various cans of varnish, read the instructions, consulted an expert at the store, and told us what to do immediately. You show us how to live our material life, though completely removed from it. You are truly exemplary in all respects, Guru Maharaj. As parents, we are supposed to teach by example to our daughter, Rasa Leela. We are learning from you what it means to set an example, but I have seen myself fail miserably. I promise to try by observing and reminding myself of the wonderful example you have been. I will also describe your qualities to Rasa Leela based on my insignificant realizations so that she will be inspired in her devotional life. You have asked us to be exemplary as a service to the Vaishnavas. I promise to try and very much rely on the love and mercy of our counselors and Vaishnavas, the support of Rasakili, and most importantly, your love and blessings. Thank you very much. Happy birthday. That's Mother Gopi Gita, and then we'll take a break to actually do the Pushpanjali.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Radhana Swami Iti Namine. I just wanted to share some memories I had of Radhanath Maharaj. When I first met him, we were traveling with Birkrishna Maharaj and my parents to New Vrindavan in 1995. Birkrishna Maharaj had explained to us how
The whole community of New Vrindavan was coming back into ISKCON, and Radhanath Maharaj was leading that effort. And I remember he spent a long time telling us about this amazing devotee who had made so many hundreds of devotees in Bombay and then offered the entire temple and all of the devotees to Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON. And Birka Krishna Maharaj was going on and on about his godbrother, and I remember feeling amazed that Birka Krishna Maharaj had so much love and respect for one of his godbrothers that he spent at least 2 hours talking to us about Radhanath Maharaj's good qualities. So as we were traveling, my sister and I were wondering, who could this devotee be? Who could this spiritual master be? When we went to New Vrindavan, the first thing I remember noticing was that he looked like somebody, like a devotee that had come right out of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. The way he talked and acted and his humility. And then when he was talking to my father was telling him about how my father had joined, and my father was a dentist first, and then he gave up his dentist practice and became a devotee. And Radhanath Maharaj, generally what we had seen was he was very serious. And all of a sudden he looked at my father and he said, "Oh, so you have become transcendental." And then Radhanath Maharaj started laughing and laughing, and the way he laughs is his shoulders move forward and his whole body quivers, and his shoulders, they move forward and back, forward and back. And it was such an amazing sight. All of us started laughing and laughing. And then in the next year, that December 95, we had gone to Bombay for the centennial kickoff festival in Bombay. They had a big, big, humongous festival, and we had gone to Chopati Mandir for the first time. And when we went, Radhanath Maharaj was in his room, and the devotees brought us to his room. And it was a very, we were used to the old guru days where all the rooms were super fancy and gold fixtures and big thrones and sofas. But Radhanath Maharaj's room was so simple, and there was just a mat and a cushion, and we sat down with him, and he sat on the floor right next to my father, right down with us, just as if he was just, one of us. And I remember feeling so like, how is it possible that he can be sitting like right there? And he was just sitting like this, very humbly talking to my father and talking to us. And then two devotee disciples, girls, came in. He called for them, and they came in, and he looked at them and he said, "This is Gopi and this is Gora, and I want you to make your service to take care of these girls today." And both of me and my sister were like, how is that possible? Like, we're nobody. We're just like complete wretches. And he's, his disciples are like such pure souls, completely dedicated their whole lives to serving the temple. And how is it possible that their service to take care of us? Like, that's just, it's not cool. But we accepted it. And the whole day, I remember we stayed there for 3 days, and that was the one of the most amazing times in my spiritual life. The morning program, how everybody sits in the temple room and chants with so much attention and so much heart, and it's like you feel the energy. And then later on, a couple years later, there was that DVD, The Simple Temple. If you have a chance, if you can watch that DVD, it shows basically what Radhanath Maharaj's spirit is, the love and the humility, and at the same time the strictness. He's always taught his disciples, they've always been an emblem of etiquette, proper Vaishnav etiquette, and love in Laguna Beach. He used to come to the temple and visit and give classes and big festivals, Rath Yatra and Gorpurnim festival, and we had a chance to serve him there. And I would always feel not qualified to be able to go talk to him, and all the other devotees would go to talk to him. And one time Tirukram Prabhu was introducing all the devotees, and he introduced the devotees, and then he came to me and he's like, "And this is Gopi Gita." And then Radhanath Maharaj said, "You don't have to introduce her to me. She is a very good friend from a long time." I was like, Krishna, how is that possible that he can be calling me his friend? Like, His feeling of love to every devotee, no matter who you are, he'll come up to you and he'll give you a hug, to the men he gives them a hug, or he'll fold his hand and he looks right into your eyes, and you feel like someone who you have known for many, many lifetimes, who cares for you. And that feeling of love, I hope to, I hope to somehow or another, even a drop of it, share that feeling of love with other Vaishnavas that he's shown. Anyways, I just wanted to share a couple of words. I pray to Radhanath Maharaj's disciples that are here in this temple to continue to give me their mercy and their friendship and to allow me to serve them. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Gita, I'd like to request all the devotees to please come forward to offer Pushpanjali to Maharaj.